Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio with Augusto Perez. On today's mailbag show, we'll be discussing prophetic current events, answering your questions, sharing praise reports, and praying over your prayer requests. We'll also be taking communion after the music break. Now, here is Augusto.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio Mailbag Show. I am Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today is Tuesday, May 14, 2024. The year of our Lord, we're going to bring you the latest in headline news, commentaries, analysis, as we are seeing it through the eyes of Bible prophecy and the Word of God. Well, the storm came and went, the geomagnetic storm, and there were some sporadic events here on the earth, nothing major, but we had some severe weather patterns here and where I live on that Saturday. And then yesterday, we had rain and lightning all day long, all day long. And so I went into town. I went into town this weekend, and I saw a lot of debris. I saw some stores had lost their signs on the floor. It's like a hurricane had gone by. Like a hurricane had gone by here. So, you know, we felt some of that effect here. And there were other parts of the world that felt some of that also as well. But thank God it was not what it had been foretold, you know, or forecasted that it could be. It was a G5 geomagnetic storm. And the thing about this storms is, although we didn't see the full impact of what the scientists and the meteorologists and the were, you know, predicting that we could see what could happen, although that did not materialize, most of it, what people need to understand is that these solar flares, these geomagnetic storms, when they come and hit the earth, they are accumulative. That means that when we get a blow like we just got, okay, we didn't just get one, we got several blows, like four of them, I think it was, or maybe more of those, you know, we were hit one after the other, and they were direct hits. And so what that does is we have a protective shield, okay, around the earth. What that does is it weakens that shield. It weakens that shield that is like a little bubble or a big bubble, actually, around the earth. It weakens it. And so it has been diminishing continually. Every time we get one of these hits, it diminishes the strength of our shield. And so, you know, this is what the people do not realize out there, and that although we may have missed or dodged the bullet this time, what this means is that if this continues, and it seems like it is going to continue, to weaken the magnetic field around the earth, which is like a shield, a bubble shield that shields the earth against these kinds of things. So this is not good news. The scientists that keep a track on this, on the strength of our magnetic shield around the earth, they say that it is weakening, and it seems like it is weaker now than it was last year. And last year was weaker than it was, you know, the years before. And so this is something that is accumulative. And we're going to have to keep watching. We're going to have to keep looking at these things to make sure that the big hit, if you will, okay, does not happen. And if it does happen, we need to be ready for it, because that could, you know, what these people were predicting, the scientists were predicting, is basically true. And it could be similar to what happened back in the 1800s, that it took out, you know, whatever technology was available back then, which wasn't much, the telegraph and things of that nature. And the people survived it because they did not live like we live today. And so this is what I'm looking at. I'm seeing that, you know, we may have dodged the bullet for now, but do not be overconfident, because this, according to what I'm hearing, okay, and I'm hearing from different places and sources, is that this is going to continue. And so we're just going to have to keep alert, keep prayerful, and keep our wits about us, and continue to pray and trust in the Lord that this is not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, you're right, Augusto. It did look like we kind of dodged the bullet on that one. As far as I know, there was really very little damage to anything electronic. I did hear from on Real America's Voice News that there was some damage to circuitry in some location, and I never did catch where that was, but very little, negligible, and you know, basically after all the warnings, nothing happened, except maybe next time, we don't know. However, just today, we just had two X flares and a M-class flare, and we just had to see, you know, not expecting any big incoming, but we, you know, are going to have to wait and see how this plays out, because it's almost every day. It just doesn't stop. And like you said, we just need to keep our wits about us and keep ourselves prepared, because it really could sneak up on us.
Yeah, it could. The only thing happening here where I live in Southern California that I noticed has been some high winds during the day. We have been having these for a while. This is unusual because normally we don't. But other than that, early morning overcast, and then eventually we get the sun around 10 or 11 a.m., that's about the only thing we have experienced here. So, you know, we just have not been affected by this as we thought we might be. But like you said, we have to hold on here because there may be more coming.
Yeah. Yeah, this situation with the sun, you know, it's gonna intensify. As long as that object is up there, Nemesis with its entourage, as long as it's out there, the sun is going to be really acting up severely, which is what we're seeing. And of course, there is a prediction by Marshall Masters that this thing is going to appear from behind the sun later this year. And there have been some people that have seen the vision about this happening. There have been people. I know someone. I know a young man. Well, he's not so young anymore. He was young when we got married. I haven't seen him since. He's a relative of my wife. And he used to, you know, carry the cross all over the place, the cross, and he did a lot of fasting and praying. And he told me, now this was a few years ago, he told me that he had a vision one night that he saw this object appear from behind the sun. It came from behind the sun. He was hiding behind the sun, and then he came from behind the sun. Now, when he came from behind the sun, that's when hell broke loose here on Earth. And he said that he saw that Earth was knocked out of its orbit. I think that's what, if I remember right, I think that's what he said. The Earth was kind of momentarily knocked out of its orbit, slightly. And he said that in this vision he had, he was like trying himself. He was like trying to bring the Earth back. Because he was not on Earth, he was, you know, looking at the whole thing from another position, and he saw the Earth wobble and being momentarily knocked out of his orbit. And he said he reached out to it like to try to bring the Earth back into place. And he said that it was pretty scary. He said the Earth then came back into orbit, but he said that this thing that appeared was massive, and the pull that it had was massive. And so, anyways, I just thought I'd share that. I don't know why. Maybe because this object is going to come from behind the sun soon. It's been hiding behind the sun, and then when it comes from behind the sun, it's going to be on its way back to wherever it came from. And so let's again pray and trust that that does not come to pass. But again, there's a lot of these strange things happening. Now, on another topic, it seems like the situation over in Russia there with Ukraine is getting kind of it's changing. Let's just say it's shifting, it's changing, and then Russia is now beginning to do tactical nuclear weapons exercise, which we mentioned that in one of our past programs, that that Russia was going to do tactical nuclear weapon drills in response to perceived threats, with this conflict in Ukraine. So, since that happened, Macron, which was the president that was from France, he was threatening. Remember, we talked about he was threatening to put troops in Ukraine, blah, blah, blah. Well, it seems like that for now has subsided, and that has kind of brought down the rhetoric a notch. But still, situation there is pretty dire. And now it seems like Russia is having its way with Ukraine, and there's no stopping it. So there's a lot of other things going on, but I'll stop there and turn it over to you, Larry.
Well, it is a lot of things going on. There's no doubt about that. Recently, something unexpected happened. That's actually May the 13th. Breitbart even had it listed, and I bet it is on other locations. It says Putin replaces longtime Russian defense minister Sergei Shoigu. It says Putin assigns deputy prime minister Andriy Belousov as the new Russian defense minister. And that's really interesting because just as soon as this was accomplished, there were rumors which came out of Russia that some of the hardliners were wanting to use some tactical nuclear weapons and move this thing forward. And possibly Sergei didn't move towards that, and he's been replaced. However, I was watching today, and there was a NATO plan, which doesn't help anything. A NATO plan came out a couple of days ago where NATO was going to use NATO equipment in Romania and Poland to set up a missile system to cover Western Ukraine and shoot down Russian craft. And that was being planned for. However, Russia's on the move. They've moved now, headed to the city of Kharkiv. I think that's the second largest city in Ukraine, and the Sumy region. They're attacking there, and they're meeting very little opposition. The Ukraine army is collapsing and running, and I think they said like 1.5 million were fleeing Kharkiv area and fleeing towards Kyiv, and it doesn't look like Russia's going to be stopped. It appears to me, and this is just me, that Russia's decided to go ahead and go on the attack before all of this new U.S. equipment is delivered to Ukraine. Now, speaking of that, there Hal Turner had on his website yesterday, talked about it on his radio show last night, U.S. Patriot missile batteries. That's our top-of-the-line missile defense system, the Patriot. And where was it seen? Sitting in a square in Beijing, China. And reportedly, Russia captured some of them in the Ukraine war, and they have overcome the ability of the Patriot systems. They kind of, I guess you could say, backtracked their engineering and figured out how to cause problems with them. And so they even sent one to China, and now China's doing the same thing, which means, if nothing changes, that America's top-of-the-line missile defense system, I guess we could use it for fish weights, because if they're not going to stop Russian missiles and Chinese missiles, then what are they good for? And I've listened to some of the generals, and they were saying, why, absolutely, why did this administration send the top-of-our-line missile defense systems into a Ukraine war where they would fall into the hands of the Russians, because the Russians got some of them. They didn't destroy all of them. They destroyed some of them, but they got some of them and took them back to Russia. I hear there's some of them in Moscow now. And they also delivered one whole system, which looked good enough to work, to Beijing. So America's been diminished. America's being defeated, basically. We're just not smart enough to know it yet. And we've got a government that I don't think you can use the word smart for. But this is what's interesting is you've got all this going on. And at the same time, Hal Turner posted also something that I looked at pretty close. Says, and this is after the new defense minister was appointed. Says Russian patched new military insignia on invading force, and I know that's no big deal, but it's the same system, symbol used in past wars against Khazaria. That's an interesting location, you know, the Khazarians. Says Russia has launched a new offensive into northeastern Ukraine aimed at the Kharkov and Sumy regions. The startling symbol Russia has painted on this new force is the rune of Gundryk. That's the best I can pronounce it, which means Spear of Odin. But it basically says, historically, the Russians in ancient times used this as a symbol of all-out warfare against ancient Khazaria. And, of course, there's maps. I think I sent you guys some data on it. But the interesting thing is the fact that now, and this is today, now that I'm hearing that this is going on and the new forces are moving forward in Ukraine, it appears that Zelensky is making preparations to move the capital, the seat of his government, to Lviv. Now, Lviv, if you, L-V-I-V, if you know where that's at, it's right on the border of Poland. And this may be why they were wanting to create a no-fly zone over that region. However, suddenly, last night, and I watched this on New York Prepper this morning, some of the video and some images he had, he says that in the last 24 hours, mysterious fires and explosions have been set off in Warsaw, Poland, that numerous buildings in that capital city of Poland is now on fire, out of control. And what are they blowing up? Whoever it is, what are they doing? I don't know. I just kind of call it war.
Yeah, the United States is really very weak now because of information given to Russia and China. And as you said, losing some of our weapons, and that is a disaster if they can overcome the Patriot missile system or defense system that we have. That will be a disaster, and something else that I believe is going to happen is based on a vision that Henry Gruber had years ago, where the submarines with missiles were appearing in the off of our East Coast and West Coast and firing missiles into the United States. And our communications were taken down, probably by an EMP, I guess. And the word wasn't getting through letting our military know what was going on. So we were sitting ducks at that time. But this is what has happened to the United States. We are not ready to go to war, and we won't win a war, especially against Russia and China. And this is something that we'll see. We'll see what happens here. But America is in a very bad place right now. Our enemies have one up on us, and that's not good at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it? It seems that way. So we seem to be there seems to be the rope is tightening around the neck, right? Sort of like what the saying is, goes like, and the enemy is just waiting for the right moment, which could come during one of these solar flares. That's when Henry Groover saw. He saw like the satellites' signals were gone, and that is when he saw the ships and all the the ships and the planes from the from the enemy forces, Russia and China and others, coming to attack the United States. So that time is getting closer. Of course, we're going to have to wait and see what happens during the elections, if anything. There's all kinds of things going on, all kinds of rumors happening, but that's all they are, rumors. And so we have to be careful that we do not bite into those rumors. We have to verify and confirm, the sources, make sure that these things are real. And anyways, there's a lot going on here, folks. So there is a situation happening. I was reading this article this weekend that now this is what Putin said. He gave a speech, of course, he was elected again president recently. And they were celebrating the 79th anniversary of Nazi Germany. And Putin noted that the Russian military is always on alert and ready to defend the country's sovereignty. And then he said something there during the speech. He says, Russia will not allow global conflict. I don't know what he meant by that, but because he's in... I mean, he is in a pretty difficult position there in Ukraine, but that's what he said. He said, that they were not going to allow global conflict. So anyway, they went on to talk. He went on to talk about all this, the history, and so I don't know. There's a lot of muscle flexing around right now, Russia and China and North Korea and Iran, and I mean we're still seeing a potential catastrophic war in the Middle East. I mean, we're still waiting for Iran's response. Remember, we talked about that. We're still waiting for that response to Israel's attack. Israel was the last one to attack Palestinian and Iranian targets, and then Iran promised they were going to retaliate, and there were going to be massive retaliations. However, that has not materialized. So we're going to have to wait and see, because we got a potential nuclear war in the Middle East ready to happen. We have a potential nuclear war getting ready to potentially happen in Europe, Ukraine, and Russia. And we have a potential nuclear war waiting to happen over Taiwan. These are real. These are real threats that may happen. It may happen all at once, or it may happen one at a time, or it may happen in succession. We just don't know. But there is a lot of these things right now that are, I believe, there is an invisible hand holding it back. There's an invisible hand holding these things back, and the hand of providence, if you want to call it that, is holding it back, And I was just going about my business this morning, and I heard a voice of the Lord said, providential intervention. And I inquired of him about it, but he did not explain. And sometimes the Lord says things like that to me. He does not explain, and I have to go in and dig it and search it out. And it is the glory of God to conceal the matter, and it is the honor of kings to search it out. So I guess that's my part, is to search it out. But anyways, I just thought it was interesting.
Well, that's the truth. On this deal in Israel, I saw some recent postings by Sharon and Derek Gilbert. They're in Israel visiting with the wounded Israeli soldiers and speaking to the hostage families and what Israel now calls Hostage Square, and trying to build bridges for peace and Christian outreach. And, you know, kudos to them for what they're trying to do. Interestingly, the Biden administration basically has betrayed Israel, and now they're holding back supplies and munitions from Israel, and actually gave a waiver to allow Hamas and Hezbollah to obtain weapons. So while Biden's trying to hold back Israel, Biden is making stronger Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon. And really, as some of the experts are saying, he's actually emboldening Tehran, Iran. And from what I was listening to some of the experts, they said, this is how you start a war, not how you stop it. So it appears the Biden administration is just hell-bent on bringing us war. Oddly enough, Netanyahu rejected Biden, and now they're fighting in southern and northern Gaza and invading Rafah. And, of course, Biden had ordered Netanyahu and Israel not to go into Rafah, but, of course, that's not what's happening. But this means it's a very dangerous time.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that the president, or not the president, but supposedly the President Biden has the authority to order Israel to do anything. But I think that's one of the reasons they refer to Israel as the State of Israel, probably because the United States considers it the 51st state of the United States, and they can demand that Israel does whatever they want them to do. And now we have Netanyahu, who is just not going to listen to Biden. I think he is well aware that the election in 2020 was stolen by the Democrats and that Biden is illegitimate. Donald Trump is still the president. He won the election in 2020, regardless of what anybody thinks. There's plenty of proof available to show that that's exactly what happened. So what's happening in Israel, I'm praying for Israel and that situation over there every day. It is just so volatile right now, and I'm just so grieved at seeing what's happening to the Palestinians, all of the bombing and so forth by Israel going after Hamas, and a lot of innocent civilians are being killed as a result of that, and it's just unreal.
Yeah. We pray for Israel every day. We pray for the United States every day, the two covenant nations. And there are Israel has gone wayward into sin, and Tel Aviv is the sin capital of the world almost, and the United States has a couple of them that qualify the same title, and New York has become like Sodom and Gomorrah, and Washington, D.C., even the justices of the Supreme Court are talking negatively about Washington, D.C. And so, there's a lot there, and we do have to pray because God is able. I was reading something interesting today, Dr. Naomi Wolf. Now she appeared in a talk show, and now she is warning. Now listen to this. She's warning that an evil spiritual force is attacking humanity. An evil spiritual force is attacking humanity. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what religion Naomi Wolf is. I don't know if she's a Christian. She's born again. I don't know. But let me tell you something. She is spot on this. There is an evil spiritual force attacking humanity. And not many people come out and say like that. I think she's one of the first ones out there like that, you know, a well-known personality that is said that, you know, that is not a known Christian, watchman or watchperson or a pastor or anything like that. I had not heard like that from others like that, you know, people like that, that an evil spiritual force is attacking humanity. So that tells me a couple of things. And one of them is that the people, even people that are not supposedly quote-unquote Christians, are beginning to realize that there's something off. There's something weird going on here, and that stinks to high heaven. Something that is not normal. Something supernatural is involved here. And, I don't know if she reads the Bible or not, but if she does read the Bible, and if there are those out there that read the Bible, you can pretty much confirm what you just said, that we are planet Earth is under the constant attack from an evil spiritual force, and that evil spiritual force is going to use people that yield themselves to that evil force to do its evil deeds and hurt people and destroy people on the planet. Just like there is a good spiritual force out there, right? That is helping humanity. Just like this evil spiritual force is attacking humanity, there is a good evil force. And I'm talking now for the people out there that may not be Christians, okay? So those of you who are wondering, why is Augusto talking like that? This is why. Sometimes you have to bring down the you have to bring down the words, you know, and take out all the religion out of it, and to kind of make some sense to people out there in the world that do not go to church, do not read the Bible or any such thing. So this is for you guys out there. There is, just like there is an evil spiritual force attacking humanity, there is also a good spiritual force helping humanity. And these are two sides that have been engaged in deadly combat since the world began. And if you want to learn more about that, you need to tune into our Thursday programs where I go into deep details about many of these things. But all I wanted to say for now is that, Naomi, you are spot on. Keep it up.
Well, that's true, and I totally agree with Naomi. And when she first came out with that, I thought, wow, that's pretty straight on, and it really doesn't leave room for explanation particularly. It's right up front and truthful.
Yes, I've heard this on more than one podcast out there, and they are non-religious podcasts, just normal telling the truth. And where people are picking up on this, that this is a spiritual battle taking place as well as a physical battle. And they're not necessarily Christians, but they can pick up on this just as well. So, it's becoming more and more obvious. I hope more and more people wake up to the fact that that's what's happening right now, and that Christians will start ramping up their prayers. This is very important.
All right. Well, there is a... another article here by Elon Musk on the Zero Hedge. Elon is warning about Biden's massive deficit spending. And he's sounding the alarm that this administration's massive deficit spending is going to, unless steps are taken to slow down the growth of America's national debt, the U.S. dollar will become worthless. He says, we need to do something about our national debt or the dollar will be worth nothing. And it's getting there now. There are some places in the world. I heard specifically an area in Mexico where someone was saying that he went there. I think he was there on vacation or something, and he went to buy some items, and he took out his dollar bills, right? And the merchant said, no U.S. dollars. And the guy couldn't believe his ears. He said, what? He thought he had heard wrong. The merchant said, no U.S. dollars. And so this is where we are at. And Elon Musk is, I think he's spot on. He's trying to warn the administration, but the administration is not listening because they are not interested in doing that. They're not interested in cutting back the budget and cutting back the deficit spending. They're not interested in that. And maybe the government is spending money like a drunken sailor, like there's no tomorrow, because maybe they think that there is no tomorrow. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe they have come to the place where they see things and know things that we do not, and they know that there's not going to be tomorrow. So why not spend like a drunken sailor right now? Forget about tomorrow. Let the machine print some more dollars, right?
Well, that's true. I was listening to some very interesting closed meeting on America's Voice News the other evening, and it was a number of sheriffs had got together and talked, border sheriffs, in other words, and they were warning that if we think we've seen an invasion in America, just let it be known that Trump might have won the 2024 election because of the fact, and they pointed out that you've got, from the time of the election, which is in early November, you've got all of November, you've got all of December, and you've got 20 days into January before he can become president. They say that the invasion, it'll be unstoppable. It'll be a massive, massive wave of force, and, they said cannot be handled. It simply cannot be handled, and we have a government that won't try to stop it anyway. So, that's just what the border sheriffs were saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will be unstoppable because we have millions of these immigrants now in the country and continuing to come in, and they're being armed. I believe they're being armed, especially the Chinese troops coming in and Russian troops. They have their arms in place, and when the time comes, they will pick up their arms and their uniforms, and they probably have vehicles as well, and the full invasion will really begin then, and I'm sure we're going to be invaded from without as well. So this is what's coming, and it will be an absolute shock to most people who do not understand this because, of course, the mainstream media does not talk about the invasion across our borders. You can't see anything about it, really, but if you tune into alternative media, you're going to find out about it real quick. And whenever I get a chance, I try to steer people to alternative media to find out what's really going on. So it's going to get really bad here in America.
Now, while all of this is going on, now we have two farmers in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is just a beautiful, beautiful state. There are parts of Pennsylvania, in the central part, that has a lot of Amish farmers and some Mennonites, which if you know anything about them, they are the salt of the earth kind of people. They don't use any modern technology. And so, anyways, now we see that there is two farmers put in prison, 30-day sentences. So, again, this is what we're seeing. These people are good people. They don't do anybody no harm. And if you talk about law-abiding citizens, you couldn't find a better better people that fit that description. And yet, here we have it. Here we have this. And, you know, of course, what they're doing is basically they are offering help to dairy farmers with their reproductive management of cattle. That is basically one of the things that the government is not happy with, that they're helping other dairy farmers. I mean, have you ever heard such nonsense? That is a crime. You know, like, that is evil. They're helping dairy farmers with their reproductive management of cattle. The government says, no, we have concerns about that. No, you can't do that. You know, this is more and more looking like the country I left. And I hate to say it, but it is becoming more and more like the country I left, where the government would tell the people what they could and could not do, what they could and could not say, where they could and could not go, what they could and could not have. Yep, that's right. Big Brother, we had it. We had it there. We had it. I could tell you all about it. Of course, that regime back then, they would have loved to have the technology that exists today. Oh, my goodness. I can't even begin to think about that. Well, final comments, Larry, Chuck, and then we'll wrap it up for the top of the hour. And then we're going to take a break. And then on the other side, we'll have communion when we return.
Well, I was just going to comment when you were talking about the people being told what they can think, what they can say and can't say, and how they help other farmers or they don't. I mean, we're in communism. It's pure open communism, because there's simply nothing the normal people can do about it, or I guess they don't choose to, but they all go to jail if they stand up to them. I was watching a meeting that the U.S. Attorney General for Biden was holding with Chris Ray and a few other individuals, and basically he was saying that if you actually come against the results of the 2020 election, that everyone that did was eventually going to be picked up and put in prison. I mean, it was an open threat. He really didn't even care. But you've got the Attorney General's office and you've got the FBI locked in going after the American people while the invaders are marching, I guess you could almost say, down the street.
Oh, yeah. The government is nothing but one criminal after the other in these agencies. And they'll come against the citizens any way they can to try to stop them from saying anything about the stolen election, because they know it is stolen and they don't want anybody putting the information out.
All right. We'll be right back.
Matthew 11:28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not.
We'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting verse 26. So trust you have your elements for communion, and we're going to read the portion of scripture, and then we're going to take a break of silence, where we will examine ourselves, as we always do. And then when we return, we'll have communion together. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. When we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We're going to take a short break right now of silence, and search yourself, examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. If you have sins, confess them before the Lord, repent, and then when we return, we'll have communion together. We thank you, Father dear. We come together to celebrate, Lord, this covenant in faith. Thank you for shedding your innocent blood, precious Jesus. You died for us while we were yet sinners. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son that into the world, that whomsoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you have given us. This covenant, we walk in it, we step in it, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless these elements right now that we are about to partake. We bless them in Jesus' name. We bless this piece of bread, representing your broken body, Jesus. And we bless this fruit of the vine, representing your shed blood. Thank you. Thank you, Father. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Receive the body of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. After the same manner, he took the cup after he had eaten, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. These do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Receive the blood of Jesus Christ represented by this fruit of the vine. Praise God. Thanks to Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Thank you, Father dear. We give you all the praise and the glory. You are worthy. You're worthy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Holy is your name, Father. Thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory, Father. Thank you. Holy is the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Holy, holy. We're going to open our mailbag right now. We're going to play now Mimi's audio.
Thank you for your acknowledgement and prayer. Please keep my father lifted up in prayer and that he cross over into the Lord's arms in peace. For his rededication and salvation too. I'm having medical ailments and pain with my feet and lower legs. A lot of prayer for that. Prayer for my job. Prayer for my son Seth. God know the details. His girls, Valerie and Kylie also. Thank you, Mimi.
Lead us in prayer, Chuck. Will you for Mimi?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for Mimi and her family, Father. I pray for her father that he will be saved, Father, if he isn't already, Father. I pray for his salvation so that when he does leave this earth, he will enter into heaven to be with you forever, Lord. I pray for Mimi's children and for all of her family, yes, for salvation, where salvation is needed for these individuals, for healing, for deliverance, for restoration, Father. I pray for all of them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answering these prayers for Mimi and her family and for Mimi herself also. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Here is one from Diana.
Thank you for praying for me. It seemed like the Holy Spirit paid me a special visit, and I received ministering in my heart and inner being. It seemed like a special deposit to lead a small group service. I understood how I could pray and the Lord's Spirit would fall on people, since that is exactly what is taught here and it made sense. Definitely some spiritual struggles with the enemy trying to destroy that afterwards. But I'm going to share a story. My mom is Baptist. Doesn't know about praying in tongues and all that spectacular stuff. Well, this year she was fixing her greenhouse. She wanted to replace the siding with glass doors. She was going to buy used glass doors. She had determined in her heart to go, and got a phone call that day. She saw who it was and called them back. They picked up the phone and said they never called her, in fact no record of the call in either phone. But they got to talking and had free glass doors for her. And they would deliver. I told my mom it's the year of the open door. All you have to do is answer the call and the doors will come. Sure enough. She seemed floored by this little miracle. I joked about her now speaking in tongues and we laughed. Seems to me a good deposit was made in my spirit and sure enough the doors to use it will come. Thanks again for that wonderful prayer. I was able to feel the Lord and see that reality better than ever. Diana.
Praise God, praise God. Thanks for sharing that, Diana. That's pretty beautiful. I appreciate that. Praise God. You know, when you first are trying to find the Lord and something like this happens, you know, it is unique, right? It is unique. And it looks like you're depositing some seeds with your mother that is producing fruit. Continue to do that. Continue to do that, and she will see things. She will begin to see things, and the seeds will bear fruit in due season, in due time. All right. Blessings, Diana. Thanks for writing. All right. This is about it, folks. That's it for the mailbag. We have been really busy. I haven't sent out a newsletter in a while. I need to do that. But we were hit really hard there the last several weeks. Actually, it started since last year, right after the conference with the storm. It has been nonstop since then. And so I appreciate your prayers, and those of you that stay in contact with me, I appreciate that also. And you can write to us if you have a prayer request, if you have a dream or a vision that the Lord has given you, or if you have a question, write to us. We are living in perilous times, and at the same time, in exciting times. You know, it depends how you look at it. But the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ does draw us nearer and nearer and nearer. So praise God for that. Well, we have basically gone through the program today. There's not much else here I have to share. Chuck, do you have anything you need to share?
Yeah, I would just encourage people to continue praying diligently every day and fervently, because there's a lot to pray for. And try to spend more time with the Lord and more time in praise and worship as well as prayer. And believe me, it will pay off if you really discipline yourself. And I'm speaking to myself also. Discipline yourself to spend a goodly amount of time in prayer every day, as well as praise and worship. You will find yourself drawing closer to the Lord. And that's what he wants. And as it says in his word, draw closer to me and I will draw closer to you.
Yeah, that is, I agree. And read the Bible, read the word, the word will do good to you. It's good to the bones. It's good for the soul. And it will cleanse you. And we're living in perilous times, and it's wearing out the saints. It's wearing out the saints just like the scripture says it would. So we have to just continue to run the race, continue to fight the good fight of faith until the Lord says, your work is finished. Praise Jesus. Well, folks, we have come to the end of this program. Thank you, Larry, for being with us. Thank you, Chuck, for being with us. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been another edition of the Mailbag Show. Until next time, God bless you. Shalom.